Then he called Eric back and said, "Did I come to anything? He really means it," he said. And I don't know, there was something, I think, in Eric's behavior, probably. Or maybe it was that Eric, when he was excited, would only play fortissimo. So there are very beautiful, poetic, soft parts in this Passacaglia. Well, anyway, it was one very niederschmetternd, I don't know the word in English, experience for Eric. And much, much later in America, we had already met Walter then, you know, through, because he was a friend, neighbor of Alma so on. And he had heard about Eric from Alma, and, you know, Fritz Zweig, who was also a friend of the Walters, you know, was very, very fond of Eric and great admirer of his music, and he told him of it, you know. But he was too vain a person, and it was really like this. He was too vain a person to admit that he could ever have made an error. And so he remained this way.
That's a shame.
But you can't win them all.
No.
No.
In 1933, the Scherzo and Fugue for String Orchestra was published. We've already talked about this work at some length. It is significant to point out here that it was Zeisel's first published instrumental work, and by no less a firm than Universal. Can you talk a little more about Eric's association with Kurt Herbert Adler? The piece is dedicated to him.
Yeah, we met, we were invited to a party at a friend of Eric, who was a writer and later did the first libretto of Léon Sanglena.
Oh, yes.
His name was Hugo von Königsgarten. And he was a very elegant, fine person. And at that party, we met two couples who later became, you know, very great friend and inner circle. People. One was Kurt Adler and his wife, and the other one was a lawyer by the name of Dr. Popper, who was the lawyer of the Swiss legation and had led a great house, as you would say.
Yes.
You know, there were always parties there with very good people, so to say, the cream of Vienna there. And it turned out at that party that the wife that Dr. Popper had married in the meantime was an old, old friend of Eric's brother's, and he knew her. And so she was delighted to see him, and a great friendship developed with all these people. Now, Kurt Adler had just come back from Germany. He had been a conductor in several of the smaller opera houses. I think his last one was Kaiserslautern. And there he had married a very vivacious, darling person, whose name was also Trude. And she took to Eric like that, you know. And she liked men anyhow. And they became great friends. And Kurt at this point was very, very poor. He Kurt had lost his position in Germany. He had nothing there yet, and he also had not only a wife, but also to support his mother. But he was an extreme, they had been very, very extremely wealthy people. And he had this background and this youth behind him. And he was so proud that only when we became very, very good friends did we know about this at all. You would never know, and he would never talk about it. But it was very a more critical situation than Eric's, because Eric had been, so to say, brought up with poverty. I mean, not in his earliest years, but later on, from the war years on. And so he got used to it and knew how to fight the thing, but Kurt in the beginning didn't. But